It's Monday, December 10th, 2018.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Good, it looks like they've taken the Christmas trees down.
Yes, and there's nothing Christian either. This should be great.
Merry, merry Christmas, happy, happy Christmas, merry.
Thanks for tuning in to this special Christmas music episode, the 2018 edition.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Deck with bottles of party.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to this Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great way to open up this year's episode of the show. That was the Duke Spirit from London doing their song Melt by the Morning, a really great Christmas song. And this whole episode, of course, is going to be Christmas songs because this is a special Christmas music episode. of the show. As longtime listeners of the show know, I do quite like the Christmas music, and every year I do a Christmas music episode. I try and find songs that are not crappy ones you'd hear at the mall or coffee shops, or I try and find better, cooler Christmas songs where possible. And, you know, I have all the usual objections to Christmassy stuff, you know, the miseducation of children who in tax-exempt institutions are taught to externalize blame and feel ashamed and to judge things as plain right or wrong, but I quite like the songs, like Tim mentioned. Anyway, yeah, we're going to hear a bunch of Christmas music this whole episode, and we've started it off with the Duke Spirit right there, which is pretty good. Kind of reminds me of the Ravenettes, that song. But up next, we're going to hear two songs by a band from Austin, Texas. They're called Somersault. I've played them on the show before, but going to play them on the show again right now. One of them is definitely a Christmas song. It's called Abominable Snowman. But then we're also going to hear the next song I'm going to play, which is Harvest Fair, which really, it's more of a Thanksgiving song. But seeing as we celebrate Christmas starting in like mid-October these days in America, I just figured, you know, Thanksgiving's close enough. We can round up. And it's my favorite, so we're going to hear it first. Harvest Fair and then Abominable Snowman, both by Somersault, both singles that they've released. You can get those. Look for links to that and everything else to talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. So without further ado, more Christmas music and maybe Thanksgiving music. Here we go. Harvest Fair and Abominable Snowman, Somersault, right now on this Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. shall be surfing tonight. Now I know this is all I've ever wanted to call my home.
difficult time when you're feeling alone. Sitting by the window with a pack of mince pies, listening to knocking cold.
I only left the house to buy a bottle of wine when I saw you from across the street.
I was looking out at all the Christmas lights when I saw you looking up at me.
You never know that you're gonna fall in love until you do. And it's so unimaginable to think you will until it really happens to you. You've been hit by the Christmas stick. You won't know what it is until you're hit by it. Oh baby, there's no better place to fall in love than underneath the mistletoe. There's magic in the air, tinsel everywhere. It looks like it's beginning to snow. You've been hit, you've been hit, you've been hit by the Christmas stick. I'm trying to fight it, but I'm just so excited. Later and we'd fallen in love. Funny how it happened so fast. You were scared your friends would all be weird about us, and I was scared it wouldn't last.
But we're still together and it's Christmas Eve. It's the greatest story ever told. We just went and bought a vast Christmas tree from the corner shop across the road.
You never know that you're gonna fall in love until you do. And it's so unimaginable to think you will until it really happens to you. You've been hit by the Christmas stick. I hope we didn't end up on the naughty list. Oh baby, we should really try to get some sleep. Santa must be almost here. We should take a look at us, hopelessly in love. You've been hit by the Christmas stick. I never thought that this would be a Christmas hit. Oh baby, just imagine all the royalties that we'll be living off someday. We'll buy you a mama yacht and quit our stupid jobs and buy a house in West LA.
Yellow way, Jose Maria. Con el Dios es escondido nadie sabía.
Right, it's well past time to catch up. After Somersault back there, we heard a band from Norwich, Connecticut called Pocket Vinyl doing a cover of one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs, Lowe's Just Like Christmas. That was a Pocket Vinyl's version, which I thought was quite charming. Longtime listeners of the show will know that Lowe's Just Like Christmas is definitely one of my favorite Christmas songs. I try and put at least one version of it on every year, which is maybe a bit much, and none of them are as good as the original usually, but I just love that song and any version, any excuse to put it on, and any band that covers it, I feel like, you know, props for covering one of my favorite songs, so I put it on the show. So well done, Pocket Vinyl. All right, then we heard Karunga Ben, I guess that's how you say it, from Houston, Texas. They did a low-key, jazzy version of Christmas Time Is Here Again, which I quite like. I think that's a really good rendition, a very sort of faithful interpretation of the gist of the song. I thought that was great. But then we heard the Hanna-Barberas from the UK doing a kind of an inverted version of Christmas Time Is Here Again. They did a really happy version. Like, what if you took that song and made it peppy and joyful? And that was the version of Christmas Time Is Here Again that the Hanna-Barberas did, which I thought was quite enjoyable. That came off their Christmas Bandwagon EP. Then Bubble and Squeak from London did The Christmas Stick. And The Christmas Stick, that's a single they released this year. It's really the girl from Girl Ray and the guy from The Boy Least Likely To. They paired up and released that song as Bubble and Squeak. And it's a funny one. I like that. I always was raised talking about the ugly stick, so I like the idea of a Christmas stick. It's kind of charming. Okay, then from Paris, France, the band This Is The Kit, that's the name of the band, did a version of the song La Peregrination. I don't know how you say it. It's a French word. It's a classic Christmas song, and they did a pretty lovely rendition of it. I particularly like it once it gets going. That was a great one. And then just before I started talking, we heard Tennis from Denver, Colorado, doing a cover of Lindsey Buckingham's Holiday Road from the very first National Lampoon's Vacation movie. The interesting thing about that song is that Holiday Road, of course, is not a Christmas song. It's about like a summer going on a road trip in the summer, that sort of holiday, not Christmas holidays. But they took that song and they've shoehorned it into a Christmas shoe. So it became a Christmas song, but maintained its Holiday Roadness. So pretty clever take on that song, I thought, by Tennis, a band who their very first EP, I was like, these guys are great. And then everything else since I haven't liked. So the fact that they have that good version of Holiday Road, thumbs up, Tennis. Okay. Woo. That is a lot of blabbering. I've just like rolled it all off. And we got more where that came from. I'm going to tell you about it. The next thing I'm going to play, it's a band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You may remember them. They're called Book of Love. Very popular 80s band. Did some really excellent songs. Boy, I Touch Roses, Book of Love. Great songs by a great band. But the thing is, their music is never released on compilations. I don't know what that is. They just like have never signed on the dotted line, I guess, to let any compilations use their songs. So you can't get their songs really very easily unless you buy their actual stuff directly from them. And they released this 30-year anniversary collection, and it contained a version of We Three Kings. So I hadn't really heard it before this release because I guess whenever they released it in the 80s, I didn't pick it up, whatever. But it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good. I love Book of Love, so, you know, it's right up my alley. And We Three Kings, not my favorite of all Christmas songs. It's a little Jesus-y or something, but, you know, it's an okay song. And I rather like some versions of it, including this one by Book of Love. So without further ado, Book of Love and We Three Kings from the 1980s.
Yeah. We're going to do a little prank where we go into a store and we ask for things off of a shopping list.
But the thing is I've written Greg's shopping list.
Yeah, and I've written his. One item per page in these memo notebooks.
We're not going to know what the item is until we actually flip it over.
And I think that the challenge is going to be who can get through the most items in their shopping list before the employee gives up or walks away.
It's going to be fun.
Maybe.
Or not.
Let's find out.
Excuse me, could you help me find a couple things?
Sure.
Do you know where some things are around here? Because it's such a big store. I'm looking for some things on my list. Hang on, heated toilet paper.
Toilet paper?
Yeah, the heated toilet paper. Do you know where that is? It's like warm. No, hang on. Hair.
Downstairs.
Do you have just a few things? Hair dye for newborns. That you keep it over there. Okay, all right. Dolphin milk, like canned or powdered. either kind. Oopsie Daisy, adult underpants?
Downstairs.
Okay. Okay, great. Just a couple fish poison. We got that fish problem, so we need some of that fish poison.
That's animal section, something?
Animal section? Okay. All right. Great. Great. Pre-made toast? You know, it's already toasted. You sell that in the food section? Or?
Kitchen area, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll check over there. Fancy boy lip glitter? How about a toenail sharpener? Let's just get them nice and sharp.
Downstairs.
Maybe it's downstairs with the other thing.
Dictionary.
Disposable slacks.
It's something for...
It's like slacks you can wear and you throw them out. Just a couple more things. Non-alcoholic whiskey. I love the taste of whiskey, but I don't like alcohol.
No.
No, okay. All right, no. One of those TVs that doesn't have commercials on it.
Electronics.
Okay, you think they have those? Okay, that's good. How about, excuse me, Mormon disco ball? It's like a disco ball, but it's just for Mormons. Yeah. They have a different type of dancing that they do. Let's see. How about a toddler-sized shark cage? You know that? Sorry, I have something in my throat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's toddler. To keep the toddler safe.
Yeah.
right, let's catch up one last time. After Book of Love back there, we hear Jagged Jaw from Chicago, Illinois, doing their song Pink Christmas Tree, which comes off their album Pink Christmas Tree, which is not a Christmas album. I think Pink Christmas Tree is the only Christmassy song on the album Pink Christmas Tree. But whatevs, it's you do you, Jagged Jaw. But I gotta say, it's a pretty great song, and I like this band. They got a really interesting sound, heavy bass lines, but they're pulling in lots of different influences. They're pretty cool. So yeah, Jagged Jaw right there. Okay, then we heard Marika Hackman from the UK doing Driving Under Stars from her Wonderland EP, which is all Christmas songs, and an excellent one at that. I think once that song gets going in particular, it's really good. I love the chorus of that track. Then from California, we heard Pomplamoose doing Winter Wishes from their newly released Winter Wishes Christmas. Is it an EP? Is it an album? I think they might think of it as an album. I think of it more as an EP. It's pretty good. And Sleigh Ride is the best song on it. And yet I played Winter Wishes, I think because I love Sleigh Ride. It's my favorite song and I have a bias towards it. So I always play Sleigh Ride, and I felt like maybe I should do something different. And Winter Wishes is also very good. It's just Sleigh Ride's my favorite song. But anyway, then we heard Sweet Babu from Cardiff, Wales, doing a song called Don't Be Alone This Christmas. It came off their Dennis EP, which is pretty good, and I think actually not even the best song on that EP, but it's a pretty good song, and it's a nice little Christmas song, and I like Sweet Babu, so I thought I'd put them on the show right here. But finishing up this episode of the show, it's Alec Duffy doing the song Every Day Is Christmas, which is newly released this year by Sufjan Stevens on the Lonely Man of Winter EP, and I've read like three different versions of this story, and I still just feel like I can't comprehend it. It's like something about Sufjan had a contest where you write a song, and like the prize is that you get the rights to one of his songs, and then some guy owned the rights and he like didn't release it, but he just would play it at parties. Or maybe I don't have great reading comprehension, but I couldn't follow the story. Anyway, the point of the story is this guy, Alec Duffy, who I think he wrote a different song. Anyway, whatever. He's released this song, and it's his version of this song, which I think is a Sufjan song. Whatever. I can't keep it all straight. Too many people I don't know. But he's a great singer, I think, and he does musical theater. Yeah, so it seemed like a good way to end the show. Not my terrible rendition of the story about it, because I don't get it, but the actual song, I think it's great. So here we go. Alec Duffy from right here in Brooklyn, New York, doing Every Day Is Christmas, finishing up this special Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Down the street and see a wintry wonderland, the candles in the windows and the Salvation Army band. All the people wandering round in a sudden state of glee, but all of those people, they ain't me. I smell in the air pine needles fresh and new, and everyone's cheeks have got a pleasant rosy hue. They've got visions of the gifts that underneath their tree will lie, but to that I say, not I. For I've got a secret that no one else can know, that keeps my temperament even during times of snow. I've got the perfect present, one not wrapped up in a bow. It lifts my spirits high when I'm feeling low. Others long for the holidays, yes indeed they do, but every day is Christmas when I'm with you. Jolly old Saint Nick and the little elves, as well as Charlie Brown, all help at the holidays to keep folks from feeling down. And people in their homes love to decorate their tree, but I don't need none of that, no, not me. Strolling the aisles at the local mega superstore, I see crazy flashing gadgets on every single floor. But I don't need that fancy stuff, no way, no siree, 'cause your love is so much better than a plasma screen TV. I've got the perfect present, one not wrapped up in a bow. She lifts my spirits high when I'm feeling low. Others long for the holidays, yes indeed they do, but every day is Christmas when I'm with you. Now some might say it's unfair and severe that I get a Christmas gift each day of the year. To them I would say that I've no guarantee, but maybe one day they'll find someone as sweet as she. I've got the perfect present, one not wrapped up in a bow. She lifts my spirits high when I'm feeling low. Others long for the holidays, yes indeed they do. But every day is Christmas. Yes, every day I deck the halls. Every day is Christmas when I'm with you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Sleigh Ride by the Big Tiny Little Band, Home Alone's main title by John Williams, and Walking in the Air by Hong Kong in the 60s. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also find links to where to follow me on social media and Spotify, where you can find playlists of the show, including a Christmas playlist where all the Christmas songs are that I play on the show. It's a great Christmas playlist. If you're just looking for something to play at your holiday party, why not go with that? We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.